walking with faith. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Psalm 94:19. Walking with faith. You would like my neighbor Gail. When she was put on dialysis, she was told that she was not a good candidate for a transplant. She said it was all in God's hands. Finally, doctors reconsidered. My friend is now on the transplant list. However, beginning in childhood, many illnesses complicated her life journey to this point. She simply smiled about it and said they had made her stronger. The fall. Then, weakened by dialysis, she fell and things were set back further. She had therapy. It was a happy day I watched her maneuver her walker through my apartment door with her constant smile still on her face, praising God. Recently, there was a call. Low blood sodium had put her in the ICU. It was serious. Yet within 4 weeks, we watched her recover, return home, and begin walking, without her walker now, around our apartment complex parking lot. When she passed us, she was singing and praising God. My neighbor is a shining example of one trusting God, walking by faith, and letting gratitude fill heart and life. You would like my neighbor. I do. Such faith as this our world badly needs. Bible verses for such faith. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:1-3 and verse 10. Trust. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 31:14-15a and verse 24. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Call to God. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice. Psalm 18:1-6, selected. Finally, why not step out and try walking with faith for yourself? God will catch you if you fall.